So in regards to yesterday's riddle, I ended up dollarless, I think, if I recall correctly. So the question that I presented was that two people are doing the exact same action, and depending on a person's like or dislike of food, it'll be either prohibited or permitted. That was the question. So I'll tell you the answers that I got, and I'll tell you the answer that I was looking for. So most people right away thought about like and dislike about food. They thought about something that was brachas. The case of Iker and Tafel, you can have a question on Iker and Tafel, or a question of, so, or Kadima. Well, the two issues that you have in Achila is one is an issue of, well, the one that I prefer, that's the one that can be by me, in certain cases, that could be the Iker, so I make the wrong, I make the brach on the other one, that's wrong. So that'd be prohibited and permitted. Or a question of Kadima and brachas, the one that you prefer in certain cases goes first, and therefore that would be the one you should make the brach on. I said, that's not what I had in mind, especially because it's not really prohibited and permitted, but I said it was a very nice, a very good thought. The case that I had in mind was actually Halacha Hilchos Shabbos, was a case where you have two people, let's say you have a mixture of nuts, mixed nuts and raisins, and two people are taking out raisins. And number one likes raisins very much. He's taking out the raisins because he wants to eat the raisins. So that's permitted. Number two is taking out raisins because he doesn't like raisins. He doesn't want to eat the raisins. That's prohibited. That's to be considered bearer. So you have a case where you're doing the exact same thing, and depending on what you like or don't like would be also remote. Okay, just one quick halacha and hilchos tzitzis. So we get up in the morning, you put on tzitzis. Like any mitzvah of the Torah, there's a halacha that we pass a mitzvah tzrichos kavanah. A person who does a mitzvah should do it with intent to be mekayim in the mitzvah. He should think the two words, l'shem mitzvah. That's enough to fulfill that halacha. You don't have to think l'shem yichud kishu brichu, etc. L'shem mitzvah. However, the Bach adds, Mishabura brings up, the Bach adds that there's three places in the Torah where the Torah says the word l'ma'an. Do this mitzvah in order that. He says it by sukkah, says it by tzitzis, and says it by tefillin. And the Bach says, well, these two places, the word l'ma'an says you must do it for that purpose. A person should sit in a sukkah in order that people should remember that Hashem put us in sukkahs in the time he left Mitzrayim. We should wear tzitzis in order l'ma'an tisturu v'asisim es kol mitzvah, in order that I should remember Hashem's mitzvah. So the Bach holds that kavanah is ma'ake. The person puts on tzitzis and does not have in mind that A, he's doing it for a mitzvah, and B, in order to remember Hashem's mitzvahs, he's not yotze the mitzvah of tzitzis. Mishur Pazim said, yeah, but you are yotze. And he says, you should be concerned about this path. And he points out in Simon Samach, but if you don't have Kavanah, he says in Simon Samach, if you wouldn't have that, you would have a problem. Because you're wearing a bag out of four corners without being the kind of mitzvah of tzitzis. You're doing something wrong. You're wearing a bag out of four corners without doing the mitzvah of tzitzis. That's what Mishnah Berurah comes out in Simon Samach, the Kiddush. So a person should be careful when he puts on tzitzis, he thinks he's doing it for the mitzvah of tzitzis and to remember Hashem of the mitzvahs. Okay, there is a new chalim list for the month of Rosh Hashanah, and have a good day and have a good Shabbos.